Nolan Thomas. Yo, little brother. Not Joe. Yo. Like I said, we had a Joe 90. I was trying to figure out why we used to call this guy Joe 90 in the 90s. Of course, that's coming from today's TV classic. Those of you who remember Joe 90. Chandan Denison says he certainly remembers Joe 90. Got a couple of messages on our WhatsApp. Remember, it's 0978-895-895. Good morning, Panji. I'm enjoying the oldies. We used to dance towards Caesar's Palace in Luansha. That's from James Msumbulwa. I'm loving this one here. Hi, Panji. This is Shadrick from Lusaka. I enjoy the show, especially that I also belong to the old school. Truly akareke suakalamba. Who remembers in our time at school, the school management, bringing magicians? Yeah, I remember they used to bring magicians past school. Wakamba and performing wonders. I remember a girl, a pupil at Butundu Primary School in Mufido, was made to lay two eggs like a chicken. Can that happen today? Anyway, it was our time. Thanks, Panji. And continue rewinding our time. That's what we do. Okay, let's catch up with what's happening on our page. Remember, it's old school Akareke, so do follow us. Now, I was talking earlier on about George Ndumba. That is, he was listening last week from the Central African Republic. And George has sent a message that Mwema Pondo is still listening from Central African Republic. And all is well. Awesomeness, man. And look, I'd love to know what the Central African Republic is like. I mean, and I'd really love for you to give an insight, George. I'm really, really, really curious. Kuka, Mareka Shani, Mpepo Mpola, big shout out to you. And Peter Munga, listening from KBW, Chungalwanga Chanda, Chitambo, Mwashu, Kenya, Brian Simon Coco, big shout out to you as well. Kevin Muchimwa, tuned in from Chisamba, Shirley Kabalika. Kavali Kamba, Lawrence Manyala, good morning, listening from Mulifulire. Henry Mutau, that's Mutale, by the way. Good morning. Good morning to you. And Sydney Mwanza, David Mukandawaya. Mukandawaya, good morning, Panji. And Joe Kawamba, listen to the part of an MP. What is your MP doing? Of course, I was talking about the MP earlier on. And Mali Lamwinga, I know you guys celebrated your anniversary. Was it last week? Yeah. And thank you for that message. Fred Chivaya. I was talking to him about a Sergeant Banda. And Fred is saying, does the sergeant ever get to become a colonel? I think that's the only time when he doesn't. Achani awapondo wapanji na mtupanga padu alelo. Natia kumabara. Yeah, it is almost going to be planting season because it actually has started raining in some parts of the country. Ife mwari umfala si tuari gore kesha matava. Kutiba FRA so turelo la fienzili waka mbawa tulipile. David Mbwini, lovely morning from Kapiri. Off to Levy for the Chipolopolo. Trying to beat the congestion. Nice one there. Paul Young, a big shout out to you as well. And Brian Banda, it's terrible when Mpondo, take a drive there during peak hours and see for yourself. And Brian reckons it was a lack of planning on the part of RDA. I agree totally, Brian, but remember what I said. I know, Brian, you know, us Zambians on the road, we are so impatient. I know if we exercise some patience, there will be some improvement. I'm not saying it will totally eliminate the problem, but you know, lanes get created left, right, and center. People hooting at my day, Chama Huta. Grace Mwinga, good morning, Panji. Loving and enjoying the show. It's always the highlight of my week. Thank you very much. Kempson, oh, how are you doing, my man? Thanks for the message. Godfrey Chisenga, good morning, Panji. The month of October reminds you of Ken Simon Musungu Angoma. And Godfrey has requested for one. I actually started off with a Ken Simmons, our special distance. One more. Kishula Chanda, good morning. Mwema Bondo, Sydney Mawanza. Machibu Kedi, nice to hear you on a Saturday morning, Sydney says. And Chishimbakawe, Emo Tulikuno Kukavangwe. Last one, I promise, guys. Good morning. I hope you won't hear a person named Mareva Banda. It's coming. Don't rule us out. From our Easterners, we name our children anything and ever. So, yeah, like someone around for what Mareva. Mvula. Njelele Juma, big shout out to you, Mwera Pondo. And Junior Wellington, Nguia, listening from Kitwe, which is the transversal. I'm very disappointed with Kitwe people. You heard what I was saying earlier on. Vali, Dumama, street lights, Atama, Sola, Napama, traffic lights. Kitwe people, you guys can certainly do better than that.
1, 2, 3, go! Are you buying or selling anything today? Whatever it is, tell your client, always get your receipt to avoid being cheated. Did you know that getting a receipt is your right? And with that receipt, you can reduce your tax liability. Easily detect fraud and losses. Boost your company profile. Easily check and compute your business profits. Easily value your business to access loans and other opportunities. Easily build customer trust in your business and so much more. Ask for your proper receipt every time you buy an item. And also, give a proper receipt every time you sell an item. But what is a receipt? This is a document issued by a seller to a buyer as evidence of a transaction. Generally, a proper receipt should be in duplicate, that is, original for the buyer and a duplicate copy for the seller. ZRA, my tax, your tax, our destiny.
We've all heard the phrase, that's so old school.
Old school.
But let me ask you one question.
Do you want to be more old school?
Then you've come to the right place.
Good morning, my neighbor! Good morning, my neighbor!
Angie live on Akalikis.
Yes, 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 yes!
8:06 is the time on Phoenix FM. If you're just tuning in, this is definitely the place to be. It's your old school show. I'm the man on the wheels of steel. I'm Dalala Banji. Last name, Banda. Last Saturday, on the way home from the studio, I saw, or as we say in Luansha, I did see a military wedding procession. Yeah, and memories came flooding back of all those, military weddings that the officers met. You know, they had a military traffic police, and the Land Rovers, and it looked so cool. And I remember all those weddings we used to attend at the officers' mess. I am my officers. I attended a lot. Zaba Fiasco was always the matron at all these weddings. Ukupita muma sword, mufumi knife. I always remember that part where they go like, and they make that thing, and you walk under. I remember alas, and this was her wish. She always used to say, "Kopakuli officer," and then they found kapita mumi knife. Well, swords, but yeah, I mean knife. She got her wish, by the way. I recall 1985, she eventually got married to an officer. I'm not going to mention his name because I was trying to find out about him and I was told he had passed on, so I'm not going to call him out here. So she did have a military wedding and took Peter Muma knife. I was there again because Twaira Afia, she knows she used to do all these things, so I used to attend all these weddings, and I remember vividly the officers dressed in that ceremonial attire. Now massage, they look cool. I mean, I would also want to walk under those knives, if you mean knife. And I remember after the procession had finished, the officer came and lifted her, swept her off her feet, like literally and physically, put her in the Land Rover, open Land Rover, and they rode, well, not rode, they drove off into the sunset. Yeah, great wedding. So, memories of all those weddings at the officers' mess. So, here's the thing. I still remember the song that they opened the dance floor with. You know, if you had Atibo dance, huh? Yeah, this was the song that they used. Great. You know, this thing of hanging out with members. Great lyrics, guys. If you haven't said anything nice to your significant other in a long time, listen to the lyrics to this song. Pick out one or two and just say to them.
There's